This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Brian Philpott. Brian is the CEO and principal owner of Ag America Lending. He's going to talk to us about his business, what he does, advice, what's happening in the farm world, and so forth. Brian, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Oh, be glad to, Scott. Thanks for having me today. Like you said, I'm the CEO of Ag America Lending. We're a nationwide agricultural real estate lender, the only mortgage REIT in the agricultural space in the country. My history, I started out in the 1990s with an agricultural investment company. I used to be on the other side and invest in farmland and timberland. And I was fortunate enough to sell out before the credit crisis in 07, 08. And that turned into an agricultural debt opportunity. And we started buying up agricultural debt. And that turned into an origination opportunity. And then the idea about 10 years ago came along that we really need a mortgage REIT and providing more flexible capital in the farm and timberland space. And it's been a wonderful ride for us. And, you know, now we've built up a platform nationwide and just really serving the client that we have.
Congratulations. And what does farmland look like today? What's going on this past year? How does it look in the pandemic? Is it worse? Is it better? Is it huge mega farms? Is it family farms? Give our audience a little bit of sense of what this world looks like today.
Yeah, that's good. Let's start out first. 97% of U.S. farmland is family owned. I think it's important for people to realize. You know, we people tend to think about mega farms and institutional farmland owners and all that. And while we have institutional money in the space, it's still by a wide margin a family owned operation. Some are small, some are really large, but predominantly a local family business that we're talking about. They've had it's been an interesting year. It's been hard for a lot of people, and farming has been hard for a few years. We had a super cycle about 7 years ago. It lasted about 3 years, and the last 3 years have been pretty tough. Big part of that has been the trade situation with China, right? And that affected grain prices, affected meat prices in a number of sectors. And so we were headed into this pandemic with a bit of stress in certain areas. And then the pandemic hits, and the big shock that affected things was supply chains. You had fruit and vegetable growers that have this perishable good that is going to restaurants, it's going to cruise lines, it's going to hotels and others in hospitality, and all of a sudden they're closed. They've lost that buyer. As many of them actually left the product in the field, didn't even pick it. And then you had those areas in agriculture where you had packing houses and facilities where COVID restrictions led to shutdowns and led to a lot of flock and herd reductions in those cases. So it was a tough time there for, you know, that 6 month period. But those supply chains have been, you know, resolved in large part. We had food is an inelastic good for the most part. People have to eat. And so while the restaurants weren't buying it, that demand was made up in supermarkets, and so that's normalized, and we've seen that resiliency in farms. Farms are getting through it. Our balance sheet continues to be in really good shape. A lot of the other lenders as well, and I think that's due to a couple of things. One, farmers are used to having a bad crop, and that happens, and one bad year or bad 6 month period is not going to knock them out. The second thing is the government came in with some significant payments this year. You're going to have net farm income is going to be over $100 billion, and over $30 billion of that is coming from direct aid from government. So while farmers do much better when they have buyers and good prices, I think that safety net has helped. bridges over. And, you know, now that we've gotten to this point here at the end, prices are back up, and we're pretty bullish on agriculture heading into 2021.
Magnificent. And talk about, you know, Brian, your company. What are the big priorities for this year coming up? Is it to make more loans? Is it to make sure your portfolio is performing? Is it to, you know, raise more capital? What do you view as the big priorities for you guys as you go into this next year?
Yeah, Scott, we can say all of the above, but agriculture is, technology is changing all sectors in agriculture. I mean, everybody talks about data, but it's affecting the producer. You know, farmers, 70% of farm labor in fruit and vegetable is immigrant labor. And so they've got pressure. They're having to become more efficient and more mechanized in how they harvest. There's a lot of pressure as it relates to water, as it relates to environmental concerns and sustainability, and that's seeing itself through drone technology, seed technology, irrigation technology, and the like. And so the same holds true in finance, and farmers have embraced new ways of interacting with us. I think we're seeing a trend, one, in the data. We want to, what does that mean? We want to create more products, better products based off of that, but we also want to create a better customer experience. And like all areas of finance, I think ag finance may be a bit behind the curve, but we're starting to see, you know, inroads in areas where we're moving into a more, let's call it a more fintech experience for the farmer and how they relate to the, you know, to their source of financing. We did a big consumer research study a couple years ago and asked farmers, what's the most stressful part of your operation? And surprisingly, the number one answer we got was getting financing. It's sort of like a black box to them. And for many of them, it's not as transparent as it could be. And we think, you know, making that better for them and trying to improve that is improving, you know, approval times, improving response times, and just giving them access to how that process works.
Fascinating. And talk about Ag America, talk about your company, and just a couple points of pride in your own firm.
Oh, sure. I love to do that. So, you know, one of them is the farmer, right? I mean, we have the best client base that we can have. You know, farming is a noble profession, and these people are extremely smart and resilient and deserve all of our respect and support. They live in these areas, these flyover states that a lot of people forget about, and the risk that they take on to produce a product that we all need is just really, really important. And for many of them, they're not making the most economical, valuable choice. I mean, they're making money, but they're not making the most that they maybe could. And it's a lot of cases because it's a way of life, and it permeates everything they do. So we love being involved with that, and that being part of our mission. We obviously have been successful, but to have a place that where you have fun coming to work and you can make money, but also have a higher mission is a point of pride for us. We're prideful that we're the only mortgage REIT in the U.S. and that we have, we're leader in that space and have more flexibility in how we can approach the capital markets and how we can provide solutions for farmers and help and put them in better shape. And then the last thing is the pride of our people. We're one of the fastest growing companies in Inc. 5000 and in other publications, consistently ranked as one of the best places to work. And I always like to say that we don't just have the best people in ag finance, but the best people in finance. We've been able to bring people from other areas of business with different experiences, even outside of ag, and been able to expose them to agriculture and put together a really, really neat team, a team dedicated to our mission and a team dedicated to to solving big problems in novel ways.
Well, just magnificent what you've accomplished. What a great success story. What a great American success story. Just magnificent, Brian. And a pleasure to visit with you and hear about Ag America Lending. Thank you for joining the Becker Private Equity Podcast today, Brian. Just a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott.